My name is Abtahi Dashad. In this analysis, we explored the association between RDoC negative valence domain trajectories and post-traumatic stress symptom cluster domain trajectories in the aftermath of trauma using survey data from the Aurora study. Adverse post-traumatic neuropsychiatric sequelae are common among civilian trauma survivors and military service members. These sequelae include post-traumatic stress, depression, post-concussion syndrome, and regional or widespread pain. The Aurora study is a longitudinal study of trauma survivors. One goal of Aurora is to characterize common, discrete, homogeneous post-traumatic outcomes and to explore interrelationships between these outcomes using both RDoC-based and DSM-based classification systems. We use serial post-traumatic smartphone-based and traditional survey evaluation items collected from 2,626 Aurora study participants to create measurement models and latent growth curves for RDoC and DSM-based post-traumatic symptom recovery trajectories. Specifically, we examined the relationships within and between three RDoC constructs, acute threat, potential threat, and sustained threat, and three DSM-based post-traumatic symptom clusters, avoidance, re-experiencing, and hyperarousal. We first developed measurement and growth curve models that provided a good fit to the data. Quadratic functions provided the best fit to the RDoC acute threat and sustained threat trajectories. A linear function provided the best fit for potential threat. And piecewise linear functions provided best fit to all the DSM-based post-traumatic symptom cluster trajectories. As shown in Figure 2, RDoC construct intercepts were more highly intercorrelated and uniform than DSM-based post-traumatic symptom cluster intercepts. Within the DSM-based post-traumatic symptom cluster trajectories themselves, slope associations were generally weaker than intercept associations. RDoC trajectory slope terms for acute threat and sustained threat were highly correlated. Other within RDoC slope associations and associations with DSM-based post-traumatic symptom cluster trajectory slopes were weaker. In conclusion, operationalized concepts of RDoC-based and PTSSC-based constructs provide differing complementary information, and both may be useful in studies of trauma survivors. And lastly, I would like to thank everyone for the opportunity to present this research. Thank you.